How's everyone doing? We got one good. Okay. I just want to start this thing off today by thanking Mr. McNair and the entire McNair family, along with Rick Smith and Coach O'Brien for really just giving me this incredible opportunity to be a Houston Texan and join this amazing franchise. Today I really want to thank my family. Without them, I'm not here today. You know, this dream wouldn't come true. I'm fortunate to have my mom, my dad, and my wife in the audience today. My brother's back home in Montana, and I have the most loving and supportive family in the world, and I wouldn't be here without them, so thank you. I want to thank the Boland family. I want to thank John Elway. I want to thank Coach John Fox. Because without them, my NFL journey wouldn't have started. And so thank you for bringing me into the National Football League and giving me an opportunity in Denver. I would like to thank Coach Kubiak for everything that he did for me last season, on our way to winning Super Bowl 50. And I'll, forever be appreciative for everything that Coach Kubiak did for me. I have to thank my agents, Jimmy Sexton, Jim Denton, RJ Gonzer, thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for everything that you guys have done for me from day one. Also, I would definitely be wrong if I did not thank Coach Adam Gase. Coach Gase, he's the one who taught me how to work and prepare on a daily basis every single day in the National Football League. So Coach Gase, thank you for that. Thank you, Coach Erickson and Noel Mazzoni. Coach, I don't know what I'd do without you, so thank you very much. Now on to the future. I have great respect for the Houston Texans organization and what Mr. McNair has created here in Houston. I'm extremely humbled. I'm honored. But most of all, I'm extremely excited to get to work. After speaking with Coach O'Brien today and some of the other coaches, I wish spring ball started tomorrow. To the fans, to my teammates, to the community, to the organization, I promise you one thing. I promise you that I will come in this building every single day, rain or shine, and I will give it everything I have. Nobody will outwork me. Nobody will outprepare me. And that's the one thing that I can promise you. An old coach once told me, only worry about the things that you control. Well, bottom line, I control how hard I work. I control how hard I prepare. I control how great of a teammate I can be. And bottom line, I want to come here. I want to do my job to the best of my abilities. I want to be a great teammate. But at the end of the day, if I can walk out of this building and somebody said I was a hard worker and I prepared hard, that's what will make me feel good. So, without any more comments, I can't tell the Houston community, I can't tell my teammates, this coaching staff, truly how excited I am to be a Houston Texan and get to work in April. Thank you.
Hey, Brock. How tough a decision was it? Obviously, you had a lot to weigh, and what were some of the major reasons specifically why you picked this organization rather than what you've been comfortable with, what you'd already done with Denver?
It was a very difficult decision. In fact, it was the most difficult decision of my life. I'm very thankful. I'm very appreciative for everything that the Denver Broncos organization has done for me. However, in saying that, at this point in time in my career, I feel like the Houston Texans give me the best opportunity to be successful. From the top down, starting with the McNair family, and then moving on down into the coaching staff. And with Coach Gotsi, with Coach O'Brien, and the offensive attack that they have here, I feel like their offense fits my skill set very well, and I'm excited to play in that offense, and that's ultimately what brought me here to Houston.
Brock, when they went back to Peyton Manning at halftime of the San Diego game, how tough was that for you to mentally maybe get over heading into free agency? Is that something that bothered you?
Absolutely not. That's football. Guys get whatever you want to call it, benched, replaced. They get injured. Another guy comes in. He becomes the starter. That's football, and that happens all the time. And bottom line, I always want what's best for the team. You know, and as long as the football team is winning games, I'm happy. And so when Peyton came into the game in the third quarter and remained the starter, you know, throughout that football game and all the way through the Super Bowl, it was okay with me because bottom line, our football team was winning games. And ultimately, we won a world championship, and that's why all of us are here today. Is to compete for world championships. So, you know, I supported Coach Kubiak's decision 100%. He's the coach, and, you know, I will always do what's best for the football team.
Brock, can you talk about, you mentioned Peyton Manning. Can you talk about what it was like working with him, what you learned from him? And for fans in Houston who may not have seen much of you, can you tell them a little bit about what your skill set is?
Certainly. You know, When you start talking about what I've learned from Peyton and what I've pulled from him, we would need hours to get through the full list. You know, obviously Peyton is one of the best to ever play the position, and I have tremendous respect for everything that he's done in this league. But ultimately, the thing I truly pulled away from Peyton is how to be a pro on a daily basis, how to be the same guy Monday through Sunday, whether it's April or whether it's November. And, you know, I'll always be very appreciative for Peyton. Whether he knew it or not, I was watching, and he taught me how to be a pro.
Brock, over here, you've obviously had a lot of great moments in your career. Where does this one stack up today?
Boy, this is right at the top of the mountain. This is truly a dream come true, and, you know, I'm so thankful and I'm so appreciative that the McNair family and you know, Rick Smith are giving me this opportunity to be a Houston Texan. And, you know, to have my parents and my wife in the audience, this truly is a dream.
Brock, what kind of expectations have Mr. McNair and Bill and Rick talked to you about?
You know, we haven't really got into that. But the way I look at it, the Houston Texans were a playoff team last year. And so they've already created a great culture here. They've already created a great locker room, and they already have a great football team. My biggest thing is just coming in and doing my job to the best of my abilities to put the football team in a position to be successful. You know, just don't hurt the football team. So I don't think I need to come in and do anything special. Obviously, I know there's plenty of areas that I can improve in my game, and I'm already working on that in the off season.
Brock, what are your thoughts on playing with a receiver like DeAndre Hopkins and the kind of target he is?
You can see it in my smile. You know, that excites, you know, it's very exciting. You know, I've been very fortunate to, you know, experience two great receivers, you know, in Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders.